Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. Thank you for tuning in, all that listen all around the world. Thank you so much. When I get someone from a new country, I'm like, okay, what is this? And I try to learn about it just because some of them, I've never even heard of some of these countries. But thank you all so much for tuning in. And to everyone in America, thank you so much for tuning in. And to all those that call in, thank you. I'm going to get into this. Former playmate Jessica Vaughn has come out and said, you know, Playboy used to be a trendsetter. Now they're following the trends because they have like a male playmate, like a guy that thinks he's a girl or whatever on the cover of like the digital Playboy or something. What's happened? Hugh Hefner wouldn't support that at all. He nope. Far left Facebook, I call it fake book, whistleblower, Francis Hugin, working with Trump impeachment lawyers. Yeah, she's a big joke. I want to get into, it's just ridiculous. And there, I want to get into the, because there's debates on why they really went down. Were they deleting, because they're under fire right now, because there's, they're finding out how active, like, things like TikTok are and Instagram and all these things that these kids are doing that they, like, this one was, I can't stop doing it. I have to Instagram, like, 24/7, and they're, like, they're collecting this data and they're mining it. I'm going to get into my thoughts on, I honestly think they did it on purpose, maybe not to delete some of the data, but to, okay, if they introduce net neutrality, bam, and they shut down the internet, how did people communicate? How did people talk to each other without the internet? You know, where did they go? And I'm sure they did that. They're mining all that information. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, anything you post on Facebook, I guarantee you, where you go, it's all. That's why you use DuckDuckGo, because it conceals every place I go and where I, so that they can't mine and use that data. The San Francisco Archbishop of the Catholic Church is urging people to fast and to pray for a conviction and a change of heart with Nancy Pelosi. Great news on that front. We need more prayer in this country. We need more people. I mean, she's a waste of space, and she's basically Satan in a female body. But it's like, you know, we need to pray for her. You can't be a Catholic and support abortion. But apparently, when you have an mRNA vaccine that has aborted human fetal cells in it, there's no exemption for religion. All the religions are telling you you need to get the vaccine. Well, how can a religion tell you to get a vaccine that uses aborted fetal cells? You can't be a Christian in my mind, whether you're Methodist, Baptist, Protestant, Christian, Catholic, whatever. You can't be that and be for abortion. Wow. And then, of course, Holland, Michigan, I guess, Howell, Michigan, Trump is there. I wish Trump was there, but it was Joseph R. China and Joe Biden was there, and that dude was a waste of space. And, you know, he's created this problem in America. Now that he's created it, he's trying to, we need to spend money to fix the problem that I made. We need like $3.5 trillion. It's not going to cost a dime. Yeah, okay, you're going to spend money, but not cost anything. Are you kidding me right now? I'm going to get into so much more. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And Let's get into this. Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill our lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day or evening or wherever you're listening. Because some people, when they listen, it's nighttime, it's in the morning, you know, depending on what part of the world you're in. But thank you so much. And you don't even have to be in America to wake up and say, hey, the government shouldn't run my life. I mean, there was a teacher that was at a school board meeting, and she was like, you know, going off. She's like, I'll probably, we're going to have a hearing on this and this, and I want this to be public. And she goes, first of all, I want to let people know that if you trust your history teacher did a bad job teaching you, you know, and she's basically going on the facts that if you're a teacher and have an unvaccinated shirt, that's perfectly fine. But if you say, hey, sorry, but I'm not going to tell a kid to get vaccinated. That's something that he needs to make the decision between him, his parents, and his doctor. If he's 18 years old, then he's a legal adult, and he can make that decision for himself. He might want to consult his doctor and his parents, but a kid does not have the, and I'm not a teacher. I'm not going to sit there, but I agree with her. I mean, she's not a doctor. It's not her responsibility. And she was getting berated because how dare you need to be telling these kids that they need to get vaccine and they need to just shut up and take that. She goes, I'm not a Nazi. I'm not going to tell these kids that they need to be. I don't believe masks work. I think they're a joke. I try to tell these kids, if you want to wear a mask, go right ahead. I'm not going to. I think they're a waste of space. And if you think they work so well, just go into a paint booth and spend about an hour with an N95 mask, put two or three of them on. Let me tell you something. When you wake up in the morning, or right after you get out of that paint booth, whenever, blow your nose, and I guarantee you, you'll have a crap load of latex liquid paint coming out your nose because the vaccine doesn't stop the spread of the virus and the mask don't stop. I mean, if a thick, viscous liquid paint can get through that mask and around that mask, you think a little microscopic, hard to even see unless you got a microscope? You think that's going to stop COVID? Are you kidding me? Don't just take my word for it, folks. Do your research. Do your research. I want to get into this because, you know, I mean, as a kid growing up, you know, we had Playboy when we were growing up. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have all these multitude of things. And someone my dad knew died and gave him like his lifetime subscription to Playboy, which is like 20 plus years or something. Got like 20 some years. He has two of like the original Marilyn Monroe's and all kinds of stuff. And it's sad when you look at some of those old Playboys and you look at the cigarette ads and there I found advertisements for liquor that I've never even heard of, like black and white scotch and all kinds of amazing stuff, you know. And I remember finding one of my dad's and had an article where they interviewed Tommy Chong and one where they interviewed, Tommy Hilfiger. And it was just interesting. It was just fascinating to read these articles. And now they have a male that I think she's a female, but thinks it's a male that thinks it's a female, and she's on the cover. I mean, Hugh Hefner be turning his grave. As much as a sex fiend he was, I don't know, he would not support that at all. That's why he had a Playgirl magazine that had guys get naked, and he had Playboy that had girls naked. And one of the recent Playmates, he goes, he was a trendsetter. This is what, okay, people, okay, what is he doing? We want to follow what he's doing. Now Playboy is basically, now that he's gone, okay, they're following the trends. They're not setting a trend. And it's just sad. you know. And we've fallen so far in this society that people don't know what is what anymore. They don't know right from wrong. They don't know. You know, it's like people have a bad relationship. So what do? They get into another relationship so they can have, because since this one stinks, hopefully the good times in this relationship will help them cope with the bad times in this one. And then when it gets found out, I mean, like I tell my wife all the time, if you didn't want to ever be with me, don't say I do. Don't. I'm with you. You're stuck with me for life. And she's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And, you know, and in this day and age, we have so many people that just, I think I'm a non-binary Granny Smith apple. You're what? Yeah, it doesn't say on here. On this job application, I can't put down that I'm a fruit. I think I'm a banana. Maybe a plantain, you know, kind of like a hybrid. I don't understand this world. You know, God made two species, male and female. I highly doubt there's dogs out there or cats out there that think they're like the opposite sex. But I'm going to get into the Facebook because, like, I'm slammed at work. We don't have a... When you have to do stuff in an oven that you normally do in a fryer and it takes, like, 3 minutes in a fryer and you have to put, like potato cakes and stuff on a sheet tray and put it in the oven for, like, 20 minutes. You ever see those hash browns that they have at McDonald's? We have something similar to that that you bake on. You fry a whole bunch of them, like, 20, 30 at a time and bang, bang. And when you're having to do a whole sheet tray, and since they take like 20 minutes, okay, it's normal. Okay, if it takes 2 minutes, it's no big deal because you wait till you're almost out and bang. But if you got to wait, okay, well, do I make more and have a bunch left over? Do I not make them and run out? What do you do? And it's just so busy, and I had like two people, including my wife, like, my phone ain't working. What's going on is... I can't get on this and this and this. And a lot of people said it was more, because I was told it was the WhatsApp app or WhatsApp. It was Instagram and Facebook. They went down. And the debate is, when first there were people that said that, oh, Facebook people under the table said their badges wouldn't let them into the building and they couldn't do this and they were hacked and all this stuff. And then Mark Zuckerberg instantly came out and said, no, we were updating stuff and all this. And I'm like, well, they've never had a problem with the group. Updating and having a glitch when they're updating stuff. And then there's evidence now that some people think that because of all this investigations that they're doing into the data that they have on how addicting the Instagram is and how damaging it is for kids. I mean, there's a photo and it's so true. And it's like, you know, I'm glad if you go to where my parents live, I'm glad I spent 99% of my childhood outdoors. And in the woods and not on a phone. That's why, like, I don't have, I'm not, like, glued to my phone. I mean, since I don't have cable and we just have an antenna, I watch a lot of stuff and get news and stuff on my phone, but that's it, you know. I think I average, like, 7 hours a week on my phone. And that's where it's, you know, and these people, and they find out that these kids on Instagram, first of all, if I had kids, they wouldn't have a cell phone until, they would have one that would let them, like, be able to dial 911 in our house, and that's about it until they're, like, 16. They don't need to be on the phone 24/7, 365. You know, they need to grow up and learn about stuff and not be... I mean, my dad's had employees that literally would be like, they came, one dude came into work like Thursday thinking it was Monday and he played, he had to go to get help because he was so into reality games, he didn't know what day it was. And he would play for like 4 days with like hardly any sleep and not realize, oh, this much time, wow, it's And he finally had to literally, he can't have a computer, can't have a, nothing, because he understands he's got a weakness with these games, and he won't, okay, if he, you know, and he had to, you know, if the right arm's sending, the left arm's sending, or whatever, you cut it off. And that's basically what he did, and it's like, but they've shown how dangerous Instagram and stuff can be to teenagers. It's sort of like when I've said this before multiple times on the program, when Dave Gurlitz, he was the Winston man, he was a Harrison Ford lookalike for R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, and he was, and these executives came over and they said, well, you still smoke? He goes, yeah, why don't you guys some R.J. Reynolds smoke? Oh, we don't smoke the bleep, we just sell it, we reserve the smoking for the young, the poor, the black, and the stupid. And he was told that they were tracking like 11, 12, and 13-year-old boys, and they were finding out their consumption habits and trying to get them hooked to like 5,000 or 6,000 11, 12, or 13-year-old boys to get the ones that quit or die. And that's what, and they're trying to, and that's what Facebook was doing. Okay, how can we get more people on Instagram? How can we indoctrinate them and This is the kind of way of life we want, and how do we push it on the kids? I watched a special where this guy went through, it was a PBS show called The Comfy Couch, and they said if you watch, and they went through all these things that, and it was programming these kids into this socialist ideology and like relying on government and all this stuff, and instead of people wanting to do stuff for themselves, it's like, hey, I just want a free handout. It's amazing. And that's the thing. You can tell, especially with people that are needy. I've sat there, I'm like, what do you need? Can I get you some food? And I've gotten people food before. I've helped them out, whatever. A friend, her husband runs a construction company. I'll give you $100 a day. All you got to do is clean the job site. Cash. Oh, I just want free money. I don't want to work. I don't want to do anything. And he goes, you have a sign saying you're wanting to work, you'll do anything. And when he offered them work, they refused. And you can tell the true people that truly need it, because I've had people that have said, we need this and this, and when they go to get them, okay, here's formula, here's diapers, here's stuff for the kids. Oh, we don't want that, we just want the money. And I'm like, if you truly need something, if me and my wife truly needed something, and someone said, if I was starving, and someone said, I'll get you food, okay. As long as it doesn't got wheat, I'll take it. I'll eat anything. I'm starving. And that's, you know, and it's just this society we live in where so many people just, well, I'm just going to, it's not safe to go back to work where you're at Walmart, you're walking around, you're not, like, you don't got, like, a shopping cart of stuff. You're just at Walmart. Doing nothing. Hello. And that's what gets me. Like, you got to wake up and say, hey, no. Yes, because I had people last year that were making way more money unemployed under COVID than they would be working. And they did everything in their power to stay not working so they could get that COVID money and get way more money. And it's sad. Because there's people like me and my wife that want to earn our living. But when you see the destructive nature of some of these things and how you get kids, because it's getting kids hooked on something very early. And they're, you know, because I guarantee you when Facebook went down, they mined all that information. They found, they were trying to track where, okay, how did me and my wife communicate if we couldn't talk on Facebook? How did I do research if I couldn't use Facebook for any information? Oh, I have tons of websites. I have tons of sources. I have tons of people that I consult with and different things that I use. I use tons of websites. And that's, you know, I grew up before the internet. And you had to have, you got a newspaper. I mean, there's many times where I woke up in the morning and found out, hey, she was supposed to be home this weekend for Thanksgiving, and I'm reading in the paper, she's dead. And I had to, and my parents, said Thanksgiving Day, I had to plan a funeral for their daughter, a good friend of mine. And that's, you know, it's just, like this weekend, we have a feast on the Hunter's Moon, and I was at, I've gone to it for many, many years. I've been a reenactor for a long time. And I say we go to Washington, D.C., another Revolutionary War reenactment, not this time. You know, time to take back the country, folks. time to keep the flag. Time to get to the rampart and keep the flag up at all costs. But when I was there, four of my friends, my senior in high school, were killed. Hit a tree at 80 miles an hour. Car split in half. One of my buddies is split in half. You didn't find out till, because you didn't have cell phones, you didn't have communication. No one knew. And I found out Monday when I got the paper, and they're like, yeah, we've been trying to find you and get a hold of you, but, well, I found out actually Sunday night because they called the house, but it's like, you didn't have cell phones and internet, and people could just instantly, and it's just, it's a different world. You know, and what's sad about a lot of this stuff is there are truly people that really need help. And I go out of my way to anyone that truly needs help. And the people that just abuse the system, that like, I just want money for drugs, or I'm just lazy and don't want to work, and I just want you to give me money. I hate, it's sad because I go out of my way for people and help people. As a Christian I am, that's what I do. And it's when you see people that, hey, I'm hungry, I want some, okay, let's go. Hop in, I'll take you. Where do you want to go? I'll get you whatever you want to eat. I'll even take you to the grocery store and get you some stuff that's non-perishable that you can have, so you can have something to eat for 4 or 5 days. Get you some protein bars or whatever. And they're grateful. And it's just, it's like that school shooting that happened today in Texas. When I grew up in school, we had trucks unlocked with gun racks, fully loaded 10-gauge shotguns, 12-gauge shotguns, 14-gauge shotguns. There weren't mass shootings. It's because we were taught to respect each other, and you were disciplined. Not for doing nothing. If you did something wrong, here's your rules. You know, abide by them, great. If you don't, you're disciplined. You know, and it's just one of those things that we go through in this new, because they act like, I mean, America has changed, and not necessarily for the better. I mean, thank God we got an San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore. Cotoloni, and he's like, you know, urging Catholics to fast and pray for the conversion of heart for Nancy Pelosi. Just look at what some of these politicians have done. Nothing. How do they have millions of dollars if they really haven't done anything? It's not like, okay, Joe Biden is a successful entrepreneur. Not like Bernie Sanders held a job, but they got loads of money, and it's, I want to become a politician, twofold. Yes, I want to run for political office, so I can, piece together my 20s, so I can get away with a bunch of stuff. Hopefully I wouldn't be one of those like scapegoats that I do what everyone else does in D.C., but then they make me an example and pretend like they're cleaning house when they, I can't believe he did that when I've done it too. Whoop. Oh, did I say I did that out loud? Oops. You know, they do the same thing. They all do the same thing, but then they get one in trouble and have him go to prison just so that they can pretend they're cleaning house. But it's nice that you need to pray for Nancy Pelosi for her to change her heart. I mean, we got people saying you need to fast and pray for Nancy Pelosi, and you got celebrities and stuff and leftists celebrating Casey DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis' wife's cancer diagnosis. Imagine if we came out and here saying if Joe Biden got COVID and we cheered him on, hoping he died. Well, they did that with Trump. You know, sad. It's sickening. How dare you question what the school teaches? Sorry. I'm teaching my kids. You're there to help me teach my kids and educate my kids. Well, we got so many people complaining about this critical race theory thing that we need to, we got to do something. What we're going to do here, folks, let me tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to do what we got to do, and what we're going to got to do is we're going to, I know what we're going to do. You're going to be a domestic terrorist because you're threatening me by telling me how to teach my kids. I'm a federal taxpayer, and you're teaching the next generation. Yeah. What's going on is parents, because of phones and stuff and wiretap, basically, cell phone, kids are recording what their teachers are actually, see what's going on. Imagine if, like, you're saying, like, your babysitter's doing inappropriate stuff to you, and the parents, she's a Christian, she's not going to ever do anything like that, and then you take your phone and you record. And that's what's happening. Parents are actually finding out what's really going on. This would happen. I bet you if parents knew what was going on a long time ago, 10 years ago, if they knew this, guess what, folks? They would have been complaining then. Where we at, folks? Let me see here. What a day it's been. Got about 30-some minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, like, at work today, I was telling a guy, I'm like, I think I'm having a case of the Mondays. And he just looked at me and goes, it's Wednesday, buddy. It's Wednesday. Like, seriously, like, it's Wednesday, not Monday, pal. You can't have a case of the Mondays. It's Wednesday. And I'm just like, if you ever saw the movie Office Space, sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays. You know, and I'm just like, it was one of those days where I'm like, I'm having like a case of the Mondays, but it's Wednesday, like a joke. And I think it went over his head because he was very adamant that it's Wednesday. No. Beep. I'm going to get into this because this is what we need more of in this country right now. McDonald's manager saves elderly Michigan man in diabetic shock. He was an angel on my shoulders. My sister's diabetic. I have hypoglycemia. So, a shift manager at a McDonald's saved a man suffering from diabetic shock after his wife frantically asked for help over the drive-thru speaker. When Susan Colossi went up went to pick up her 84-year-old husband after he played cards at the local senior center in Southgate, Michigan on September 20th. She knew something was amiss because he was not all there, and he was going into very low blood sugar. He's going into diabetic shock, and she went to the McDonald's, and they instantly got him, because I've had some issues. Because if you go from shock, you go into coma where you're out of it. I mean, we've literally had to take my sister to the hospital, and they put an IV of glucose in there. And I've had hyperglycemia, and I'm like, and I literally like bottomed out, and I'm like, okay, and I'm just like, I've added sugar to a Coke before and drank it. But it's just, you know, there was a angel on the shoulder. You know, we need more of that. You know, people stepping up and saying, hey, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be that guy. And what's great is, like when you have people holding up signs, I need help, I need this, and the true ones, you go over there and like, hey, what's your story? And they'll sit down and talk to you. Hey, man, this happened, that happened. You know, I'm starving. Okay, let's go. I'll get you some food. Thank you. And they're grateful. You know, and it's nice to have people in this world that still care about other human beings. You know, like Ronald Davis said, now, wait a minute, man. Get a job, bum. He goes, wait a minute. I'm not a bum, man. I'm a human being. But I posted this, and this is, you know, this is the problem we have. You have China Joe destroying this country and then asking for millions in money to claim to fix said problem that he has created. Let me cut the pipeline, let me bring millions of people and stop this, and let's do this, let's... Oh yeah, that's right. It's one of those things, man. It makes you wonder how people, we need to spend money. That's right. We need to spend money to fix a problem he created. Don't worry, man. This is about infrastructure. There's nothing radical in here. We're not going to tax you for the miles you drive or anything like that. No, we can't do that. I mean, this one's going to happen. This is a cartoon from the Chicago Tribune in 1934. Spend, spend, spend. Under the guise of recovery, bust the government, blame capitalism for the failure, junk the Constitution, and declare a dictatorship. That's what they're going to do. They're going to sit there and they're going to try to collapse the economy and the dollar and say it was all capitalism. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. We're not going to spend any money. It's only $3.5 trillion. It's going to cost us nothing to spend that much. Yeah. Ryan D. Kelly for 50th governor of Michigan. Yeah, he is. I love this guy. He's great. Some of the stuff he's posting... Oh, he's on fire. This is the problem we have in this country. Joe Biden, the millionaire on the left, is 77 with dementia. The Marxist communist millionaire on the right is 78 with cardiovascular disease. Both have never worked a day outside of politics. Both made their millions from politics, never from ideas, productivity, employment, or innovation. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden have made millions and millions. They're so wealthy, it's not funny, but not through work. It's interesting. This is what we live in, folks. And then you have people that support people like this that never worked a day in their life. I mean, what is it, like 38% of independents think Biden is doing a great job? What, like fumbling through the teleprompter? Come on, man. It's sad what they're doing to him. It's elder abuse. It makes me sick. But the problem we have in this country is one-sidedness. You know, like, it's COVID or forget it. You never hear about seasonal flu. I've never heard of one person who said, I'm not getting the flu shot. And then they get sick from the flu, and then I'm never having it again, so then they get the flu shot. I've never heard of that. That'd be redundant and pointless because you have the antibodies from the flu, therefore you don't need the shot. You're protected. You can never get the flu again until next year when the variant comes around. And then you have to get another flu booster. I'm going to start calling them the flu boosters. Did you get your booster shot for the flu to help keep you protected? I mean, what are they making, like $6.4 billion on a free, if they're making $6.7 billion on a free vaccine, what do they make on prescriptions you pay for? I'll let you do research on that and figure that one out. They're making $6 billion on a free vaccine. How much do they make if they charge for something? Don't worry, folks. Get your flu booster. You never hear about the flu at all anymore. All you hear about is COVID, COVID, COVID. You don't hear about natural immunity. Instagram is banned. You can't even talk about it. Natural immunity, no, you can't. Nope. There's another video from Project Veritas where Pfizer chemists, I mean, people that are developing this stuff are saying, hey, you're way better off with the antibodies. It's kind of like having like 10 proteins. The vaccine targets one. If you get COVID, the antibodies protect against all of them. And the sicker you are, the stronger the antibodies. But that's this world we live in, folks. That's the world we live in. It's different than when I grew up. We knew that if you got sick, your body built up immunity and could fight. Not now. I know people that are sicker than heck. Oh, like, oh, as soon as I get well enough, I'm getting the vaccine. I'm like, if you're that deathly sick from COVID, you will have that much more protection because the antibodies will be 10 times stronger. Same thing with the flu. I've never heard of someone debating on getting the flu shot. Then when they get the flu, I was so sick with the flu. Give me the flu shot. The flu booster. No. Because when you get the flu, you get the antibodies that help fight the flu, and you cannot get it until next year when the variant comes around. I'm just saying, and I get so much hack for this, because people are dying right now. They're on ventilators from here. Well, right now someone probably died from an automobile wreck, and you see me saying we need to stop using motor vehicles. Not today, Satan. Not today. Don't worry, folks. The world is only coming to an end. Do you know Jesus? I mean, when you have people cheering on someone that has cancer, really? Makes you sick. It's this world we live in. How dare you? I mean, don't you want people to know the truth, that they're better protected with the natural? Well, they should know this. It's like all of a sudden they get COVID, and it's like they're blinded by the light. You've known your whole life that natural immunity, and when you get a disease or something, you build up antibodies to fight it. And all of a sudden, I guess you can't get anybody for COVID. Just shut up and take the vaccine. Just shut up. We need our billions of dollars. Just take the vaccine. Don't worry. You can hold off. Pretty soon. Oh, we'll force you to, because I guess in Pennsylvania they're trying to make it after, if you're male and you have 3 kids, guess what, folks? You have to have a vasectomy. Males are going to have to, if they pass this legislation through, a male after having three kids, they're going to give them a vasectomy. Because, you know, since Texas has a law that basically almost bans abortion, how dare, that's a woman's right. A male does not have it. Oh, if someone was outside and told me that, like, as a male, I don't have the right to, you know, it's a female's body, and, you know, I have no business. And then I'd be like, so you're assuming my gender? Excuse me? You're assuming my gender, really? Yeah, you saying that I can't, you're demeaning to me because you're using gender-sensitive pronouns, you know, sorry, but I'm not, no. You insulted me by assuming anything. If you wanted to play the old abortion game in real life, if you say that that's your body, then you'd be cutting up you. You're not cutting up you. You're cutting up a human being inside of you. Your body's not being you're not touching you. You're touching. If I was the baby and you're the body, you would be getting cut up if it was your body, your choice. But since it's not your body, it's the baby's body is being cut up, then I'd be getting cut, not you. I'd be getting cut up and you'd be saying I had the abortion. Nope, but since you claim it's your body, I don't think that, you know, your parents chose life. You're only here today because your mama said, hey, I'm pro-life. And you should hear that lady that had an abortion and didn't realize she had twins, and then and one survived. Yeah, I want to move on, because you have TV producer Shelley Ross saying that Chris Cuomo was groping me and was clearly, it was like a clearly like a frat boy personality, arrogant power trip. If Chris Cuomo was groping her, she should have went like, can you scratch my balls? I'd have done something. You wonder what he would have done if she would have been like, you want to give me a BJ later or something, you know? he would have, like, it's just, I mean, like, who thinks that, I mean, Chris Cuomo is a creep. But hey, don't worry, folks, he's a Democrat. It's fine. It's okay. No, it's not okay. He just kept on, and sorry, but I'm sure this woman will not be, she's not the first one and won't be the last. It's interesting how this world is. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a show we had. Thank you so much. Got about 10 minutes left. Thank you for waking up. Thank you for being a part of the few that are waking up. I think there's some, those school board meetings don't stop. The DOJ don't stop. Democrats wouldn't have stopped building the wall or the pipeline, but we had to. But they shut down the pipeline. Nope. Democrats would say, okay, take us to court. Good luck. Good luck. We'll see you in court. Until we get a federal judge telling us to stop and they bring the National Guard down here, we're just going to keep doing it. Bye. See ya. See you in about 3 years by the time it goes through the court system before. Good luck, Democrats, not us. Well, you don't need to stop building the wall, so we did. Fucking rhinos. Oh, they are. Bunch of rhinos. School board meetings. You keep it up. You respectfully keep it up and say, hey, that way if they try to do anything, say, hey, we're questioning this critical race theory. You're not going to teach this to our kids, X, Y, and Z. And some of the things that they said with the DOJ are so freaking vague. Well, if I say hi to the teacher, unless I'm like 100% supportive of this critical race theory, and even then they could probably word it to say, I hate it and whatever. Don't back down. They're panicking now because they've had enough. Parents are finally seeing how screwed their kids are and how indoctrinated their kids are getting. It's like, I remember I watched this story one time where this mom was taking her kid so the grandma could watch her, and during the day, unbeknownst to the mom, the grandma was putting on these satanic, like, VHSs. Back in the day, I think it was VHSs or whatever, and she was indoctrinating this kid with all this, like satanic stuff and all this. And after a while, the kid started doing, like, saying some really weird, like, and she questioned, like, what the heck, and she started investigating further. And found out that, you know, and finally got her kid away from her mom and what her grandma was doing. And that's what's going on here. These parents are waking up and they're seeing their kids being indoctrinated. If you trust the government, then your history teacher did a bad job. But then, see, now you got these parents that are standing up because you have teachers that are like, trying to push their kids to be vaccinated and do all this stuff. And it's pathetic. It's sad. And, you know, what they're doing. It's not a teacher's job. I shouldn't, I'd say, I would go to my, I'd go to the teacher and say that if a teacher has a shirt that says she's vaccinated, I'm sorry. I don't need to know that. That's none of your dang business whether my kid's vaccinated or not. Because he can still get the virus and you can still spread it. If you have two people, one vaccinated, one unvaccinated, one can spread it, one can get it. Yep, and they still try to push everything off as the unvaccinated's fault when vaccinated people get the virus. Just like in the Premier League and stuff, like where, like, in the going international duty, they all have, every country has different rules and different things. And, well, this is what you have to do before you can play. Well, okay, he's not, we're not going to let him, he's not going to be, we're not going to take him out of the squad for 2 weeks to do all this stuff just to prepare him to go to play. And then once he leaves, he has to, no, it's too much hassle. Because this is what they demand he does before he can play and interact in Brazil. And if he leaves Brazil and comes back here, this is what he has to do to... No. Well, we want you to play for a national team, but not if you have to spend the whole month before and after just to quarantine and do all this BS. You know? I mean, like at Manchester United, something's got to change with that team. Yeah, you got Ollie. Something's got to change. I mean, if we're not going to have true change, we need to get manager change. And you all heard me that, right? If we're not going to see some change on the pitch, what's the point of, why did we get Ronaldo if he's not even going to... If he's not going to have the ability to put crosses in the box to score a goal. If he's not going to be able to put crosses in the box, what's the point of having Ronaldo? If you're going to keep playing McFred, what's the point of Ronaldo? What's the point of Ronaldo? What's the point of having the players on the team if you're going to keep playing? Hell, play McDonald's. It's a lot, they'd be better midfielders. It's a joke, by the way, McFred McDonald's. Joke. We need to get, I mean, if Pogba goes, I'm understanding that Ollie won't let Donny van de Beek, well, if you're not gonna give Donny van de Beek the chance to get out of Manchester United and play him, if you're gonna keep him and not play him, and he's gonna lose, he's already lost almost a year and a half of his career not being played. All because you want to play McFred to show people who they're gonna succeed. They're gonna dominate. Trust me. No, sorry folks, they suck. McFred is horrible. But what are we gonna do? If you're not gonna let Donny van de Beek go, you better be playing him. And you can't play him one time and give him hardly any game. And then when he doesn't have that great of a game, say, see, this one's not playing because we'll give him more than one game. Give him like 6 or 7. Get him in there. Get him exposure. He's a phenomenal player. We had one of the best transfer windows of any team, and we're playing crap football. Pogba needs to be in the midfield. We got 3 right wingers, and they're not even being used as right wingers. As much as I like Michael Carrick and stuff, we need to get people under Ollie that know what they're doing to have tenure. I will take Van de Sar as a director of football Manchester United in a heartbeat, not because he's next legend, because he's done it at Ajax and he's dominating. He's amazing. This is who he was at United as a player, a great goalie, but he's doing a director of football role at Ajax, and he's dominating. He's amazing. I don't mind the next legend at the club, but they're dominating. And they've done it. And hey, he has protocol. You know, this is what he did. He has pedigree. he's gone to these four clubs and he's dominated. You don't have that. We just want to make as much money as possible. 90 seconds left, folks, but we just want to try to make as much money as they want to milk the cow. Who cares if we win? Ronaldo just, you know, like, if, no, sorry, I'm not supporting Manchester United in the terms of jerseys and stuff. I'm done. No. Until we get some real change in here, I want Glazers out. They spent money, but the manager ain't doing anything to change anything. He spent money on players that, like, why did you buy them if they're not going to, I mean, if you're going to keep playing McFred, it's pointless. All the signings that got this transfer window is pointless if you're going to continue to play McFred. And that's what the fans are pissed off at, so am I. Remember, folks, thank you all so much for tuning in. And remember, with a firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night all. God bless and goodbye.